It's time to break down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan. Tampa Bay 6-6. They've lost a couple games in a row here after a really strong start to the Greg Schiano era. Some tough losses. A one-point loss to the Atlanta Falcons, and then Peyton Manning in Denver putting it on the Bucs on Sunday last week. Some look at the Bucs really in depth here. Let's start with the quarterback situation, Adam. It's Nick Foles, the rookie. It's Josh Freeman, who's really blossomed quite a bit here in year number three.
Josh Freeman, the problem early in his career, he wasn't really sure what he was looking at when you look at defenses, but he's really come on here. Mike Sullivan, their offensive coordinator, was the quarterback's coach previously with the Giants. He's done a great job with him. Freeman is not turning the ball over like he did in previous years. He had a bad year last year. He's really bounced back. He's a great kid. Lost a lot of weight, is in the best shape of his career. He does have a long release, and he does miss guys open who should have hit, but he's a good quarterback. He's maturing here. They've got the running game with Doug Martin. The problem is their offensive line has been decimated by injury. Both starting guards have been out, and that's been a problem.
All right, so that's your matchup there. Now, both teams have had success running the football, certainly of late. And for the Eagles, Bryce Brown, another start, another chance to show that he is the real deal. I think in his rookie season, Doug Martin has already shown, Adam, with 9 touchdowns, averaging 4.7 yards per carry, he's already over 1,100 yards, that he is the real deal.
He's tremendous, the muscle hamster, if you will. He's been a great story. Out of Boise, great temperament.
Ray Rice-ish.
They love him. Yeah, you know, he's built like him. Short, small, built to the ground there, and versatile, can block and catch. Does it all, and this is what Greg Schiano wanted. He wanted an every down back, a power runner who could get better, help them get better balance in offense. He's done a great job of doing that. And this is what Schiano wants. He's got really a good group of running backs. Remember, LeGarrette Blount, Blunt's his backup. He's a pretty good backup.
Yeah. And Bryce Brown going against the number one ranked run defense in the NFL. We take a look at the Eagles defense. Another change this week, the dismissal of Jim Washburn as the line coach. Mm-hmm. In now, it's Tommy Brazier, who has had some success in Philadelphia, the Eagles D and the Tampa Bay D. Well, in numbers alone, it's really not that much. I mean, the takeaways, Adam, just a huge difference. And that run game, 82.3 yards per. So if you're Marty Morningwig, do you just come in here and just say, hey, we're going to throw the football on these guys?
We know in the past when we've seen the numbers, the Eagles will come out throwing, but it's a great question. To me, I think you got to continue to try to get some sort of balance. But the thing is, though, Dave, the Eagles' offensive line has been doing so well so lately. You want to still run the football. But the biggest problem is, as you said, Bucs have the best run defense. They play a different front. They slant their D tackles and their ends. You're going to see Daniel Teunessaim in this game, who's now a starter. He's about to start his 10th game, Dave. So this is going to be a great challenge for them. And Nick Foles, we'll see how he holds up here.
All right. So Nick Foles goes against a group of Tampa Bay cornerbacks. To say they've been porous, I guess, is being generous. you want to throw the football, make some plays down the field, even though DeSean Jackson's not going to play. Do the Eagles have opportunities to do that?
Well, they did. Last week, Foles missed Macklin. That would have been a touchdown. There's no question in my mind. I think you go against E.J. Biggers. You go against Leonard Johnson, who's an undrafted free agent. They've got Danny Gore. They're playing 3 out of their top 4 corners, Dave, were not drafted.
Mm-hmm.
That's why teams are throwing against them. That's why Peyton Manning did it. I think the Eagles will throw the football, but you must mix in the run. Even if it's not working all that well, you still have to do it because you can't. Any defense, no matter how bad their cornerbacks are, they will pin their ears back when they know the pass is coming.
Adam, sometimes statistics can be really skewed, and while Tampa Bay's pass defense is worst in the league, the run defense is best. So as you look at the numbers, they tell you one story. The reality may be different. The Tampa Bay defense in general, run versus pass, is it that pronounced a difference when you're watching tape?
It is, because the personnel they don't have a great pass rush, but what they have is a very active defensive line, and their linebackers are very fast. You're going to see Levante David on the strong side. Mason Foster, their middle linebacker. They do a great job with their front 7. It makes it difficult to run the football because they're so fast and active. But if the Eagles' offensive line, Dave, can block, you take your shots downfield. If they here's a prediction. If they hold up, okay, I would see 5 or 6 deep throws in this game.
And he'll have to. And Nick, you think, would have time to throw the
football?
No,
if. I said if.
Okay.
If they do, you take your shots because they've been giving up big plays after big plays.
All right. Nick Foles has made 3 starts, has played well. He is among 6 NFL rookies to start games this year, Adam. And as we look at this list, I mean, Robert Griffin III doing great things. Russell Wilson is leading Seattle to the cusp of another playoff appearance. Of course, Andrew Luck has turned things around in Indianapolis. Statistically, Foles is in that next tier, but is not, you know, to be undersold for what he's done in the limited time he's played.
No, I mean, you have to look at the starts. Coming off the bench is one thing, although he did a nice job against Dallas. But you see some good traits here with the arm strength and the pre-snap understanding of what teams are trying to do. You love that about him. He's a smart kid. He's got better feet than we thought. He's a little bit more athletic than we thought, which is good because when you have a beat-up offensive line the Eagles have, there's going to be a point in this game probably where he's going to be under duress. How does he handle it?
There you go. That is the breakdown. The Eagles and Tampa Bay, Sunday, 1 o'clock on Fox. Make sure you tune in.